This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're ready to start another hour of conversational power. Doug Steffen here presenting the DJV program. So you can have a good day with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer starts the ball bouncing in this hour with the trender.
Well, the question is, will she or won't she? That's the question being asked by a lot of people.
Or won't she?
That's right. That's the big question. Christine Ford is the accuser of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who was set to actually be confirmed in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. That was postponed so that they could make time and room to allow for Dr. Christine Ford and Brett Kavanaugh to testify under oath to the Senate Judiciary Committee about these accusations made by Christine Ford. Now, Kavanaugh says, I'm in, I'm ready, I'm going to testify, I want to defend myself. He's ready to fight. Dr. Christine Ford's lawyer on Sunday, Deborah Katz is her name, said that her client is willing to testify, ready to get in there, ready to go under oath. And so everybody thought that this was pretty much a done deal until late on Tuesday when Dr. Christine Ford's lawyer, Deborah Katz, came back again and said, well, not so fast. She doesn't want to testify unless the FBI investigates Brett Kavanaugh. Well, the problem is, well, it's twofold. Number one, the FBI has already investigated Brett Kavanaugh six times during his career as a judge. He's passed six different FBI investigations for background checks and that sort of thing. Number two is that the FBI will typically only investigate when there's a federal crime they're investigating for, and the allegations are not a federal crime. So the FBI really wouldn't investigate that. It wouldn't be their jurisdiction. So the question is this legit? Or is this a delay tactic so that Brett Kavanaugh doesn't continue to move forward in his confirmation process?
So, there's a conundrum. To believe that is the question. So if she's waffling a little, is that because pressure has been applied by some nefarious, unnamed, unknown character? She's been threatened. If that were the case, would that not be on the top of the lawyer's mind? And would they not spill the beans? And then the other side of it is, if in fact they don't want to testify, or is this a, they know that the FBI won't chase down more information because they already have, or they've already, do they have to be pointed in the right direction when there's an FBI investigation? Does somebody say to them, make sure you investigate this, 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 and this?
Well, she's saying she wants the FBI to investigate her claim. So, yes, then she would direct them in the right – she would push them in the right direction, I would imagine.
The FBI if they wouldn't have uncovered something like that in talking to people that he has known? Because they talk to people that he's known.
From high school? I don't think they go back that far.
Yeah. For background checks, they do.
For some of these jobs, they go back to
Who this woman told. If she told anyone, does she have a girlfriend that she told? We don't know.
I've seen
a lot of people
who are standing up for her. They're saying she's a wonderful woman.
Right, but no one's corroborated that incident, though, right?
So does that mean there's not an incident to corroborate?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. How could the FBI investigate something that no one knows if it existed or not?
Well,
what makes me a little crazy and actually makes me a little nauseous, over the last 24 hours, I've been really troubled because we should be doing so much better than this, and we are not. And the right is guilty, and the left is guilty, and this take Kavanaugh and Christine Ford out of it, because the truth is, you know, no one knows what the real story is. We all know what we think the story is. But no one knows. But what I think is so gross is that we have now become a society that politicizes sexual assault allegations. We have one side of the aisle that is very capable of weaponizing this for their own political gain. And the reason I say that is because the timing of this. These charges could be 100% true, but they are very difficult to believe because of the circumstances and the timing around them. And the left is now weaponizing that to take down people on the right that they don't like. And I'll say I'm equally, if not more, disgusted by people on my side of the aisle, because I have some colleagues who I've heard say some really bad things, like, what difference does it make if Brett Kavanaugh raped her or not? People can change. That was 35 years ago. Well, you know what? It does make a difference, because it's my belief anyway that the recidivism rate for sexual offenses like pedophilia or rape does matter, because people who are capable of that do it again. There are a lot of people who have been drunk in their lives who do not rape people. And so I'm so frustrated with people on both sides of the aisle right now, because there are people who legitimately have real claims. Not that hers is not, we don't know, but there are people that have real claims that are getting diminished every single day because of crap like this. And it's so frustrating, because you don't know who to believe anymore, because everybody's got their own spin.
That's a very, very...
Thank you for letting me get that out.
Quite a brilliant assessment, frankly, of the situation. Well thought out, well positioned, well expressed and explained. I think after listening to you, I agree with you 100%, frankly. 100%.
That's why, and I do too, and that's why I really hope that this does go to a public hearing so we can put this to bed and just, we can all make our own assessments. If it turns out if it wasn't sexual assault, whatever it is, I think that it's important that she shows up and that we've gotten this far. There's always going to be a cloud hanging over his head if this doesn't become a public hearing.
That's true.
If he didn't do anything wrong.
That's right. Yeah. The cloud is there. It's enough to bring somebody down. I applaud him actually for standing up and fighting. I think I was speaking to another talk show host who said, oh, he's just, you know, the honorable thing to do is just to kind of back away because you don't want to bring your family through this, whether it happened or not. And I said, no way. If somebody says you're something and you're not,
and it hangs over you like that,
something like this, you fight. And I think that's a better lesson than backing away.
The problem, though, is, and I agree with you, Jen, but the problem is there are some men who are guilty of this who are still fighting because the arrogance level, they think they can still get away with it and say, oh, no, I'm just going to fight this. And that is another problem that we're dealing with right now. A lot of men who have been accused, well, look at Harvey Weinstein. He's trying to attack women who, and it's like, no, we already know what you've done. There's no way that you're not guilty of this, but yet he's insisting that he has never done anything that wasn't consensual. Yeah, in his mind, consensual was because a woman didn't punch him in the face, you know, while he was assaulting her. So, like, that's the problem. Not everyone who fights back now is truthful. Now, Brett Kavanaugh may be. The jury's still out for me. I have no judgment on him with regard to this at all. I want to see this come to a head, and so we have some real resolution with it. But that's part of the problem, is the arrogance level of a lot of these predators.
Yeah, well, fighting.
We know this guy now. He's presented himself to us, and it's like we don't know much about her. She has the opportunity to talk, and now she doesn't want to.
This is the way of getting rid of truth decay. This is the downfall of somebody who could be, or a possible downfall of somebody who could very possibly be a decent Supreme Court judge. Can we find anybody who's clean, clear through, and deodorized too in this world these days? Have we all done something in our past?
It's pretty sad if we
can't. Yeah, I know, but...
look how much we've covered up. If we can't find a Supreme Court nominee who has a clean slate and has never been accused of anything like that, then we're in a really sad state in America.
I think we are in a sad state in America. Maybe not because of that, but because of more what Jennifer said. There are these attacks on both sides that are... What's the old expression that came from somebody in communism? We will not be destroyed from without. We will be destroyed from within because of excess. We have excessive political sort of demonstrative thinking, and we have the overkill of the news media. We've been presented with all of these things, and hopefully we'll be mature enough to weather the storm, but this is pretty stormy stuff. And so whether this thing from Dr. Ford takes care of... never mind this guy getting on the Supreme Court, he'll be done. If she testifies and there's truth to it, or maybe even if he doesn't get done, there's another story that was published, I think yesterday or last night or something. I saw a story of some high school pal of Kavanaugh's who wrote in his memoirs of being drunk and wild with the girls, This may or may not be. I'm just sort of taken aback because when I was in high school, there wasn't, at least in my circle of friends, any of this stuff going on. I suppose it went on.
It just, you and I were goody goodies,
right,
for sure. And
it wasn't part of any of that stuff. So I don't know. I just find it all.
It's exhausting. And it's.
Yeah.
And it. I don't know. I've already said my piece. It feels so bad. It just feels bad for people who, and again, I'm not trying to say legitimate to try to disqualify anyone, but someone who's really struggling with this and trying to figure out what to do, holy smokes, or someone trying to run for public office and says, is this what I have to look forward to? Maybe that stops somebody, really good person from
quality
running
of people.
Or becoming public.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he went to Georgetown Prep. Which is an all-male school. Classmate of Kavanaugh's, fellow named Mark Judge, who is now a writer and a filmmaker, wrote in his memoir that he spent some of his high school years completely annihilated on alcohol and trying to hook up with girls. He was a pal, a friend of Kavanaugh's, and he says this accusation is absolutely nuts. Okay, so that's one on one side, and then you got the other on the other side. This was, and he referred to it as an immersion into alcohol during Beach Week, which happens during the sophomore year at that school.
Is that when this woman said the
assault
happened?
Yeah, that would be about right timing-wise.
No, she doesn't know when it happened. That's the problem. She doesn't know where she was or when it happened. And that's because, according, and this is her account, she repressed the memory. And when it started coming back to her, she didn't have all the details in her mind.
Hmm. Well,
can we get the therapist on the stand? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to make light of this at all, but
no.
there's so much gray area here. And yes, PTSD is a real thing for victims of sexual assault, and I understand that, and they repress memories, and sometimes hypnosis is needed to even dig up the memory. I get all that, but it's just, oh, God, it's exhausting at this point.
It's too much.
That is. All right, let's take some weight off. Let's get rid of pounds. Let's be sensible about losing weight. Let's talk about that for a moment or two. Thanks to our friends at Calitrin, who have been around for 30 years helping people like you lose the weight that you want to lose. And the benefits go farther than just losing weight. Maintaining the weight, the full impact of using collagen, having it supplemented, because your body, once you get much beyond the age where Jennifer and Victoria are, stops producing collagen, so you need to supplement the protein in your body.
And fall apart.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, you know what the truth is? We start losing collagen at 19, so
yeah.
It's
yeah.
So
early
you
on.
Lump Kara in with us now, too.
Okay, Kara, you've lost it, too. You're
Thank
a loser,
you.
Along with Jennifer
You're
and Victoria.
An old man just like us.
You're
Sarah,
a loser.
You've got to go down with the ship.
All right. So, let's do what I've done and what you can do, and lots, thousands and thousands of people have real weight loss success stories. Not only that, but they talk about, this is fairly inexpensive, too, to do the joint support. You feel better, you move better, quicker all around. So lose the weight, importantly and effectively, with Calitrin. I have been doing it since April. Works wonderfully well. I like muscle. I like developing muscle, like having it. And this has been a big help. And that way you push the fat out, burn it up to make the muscle. Take my advice and lots of other successful users of Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and use the code DJV and get 10% off whatever you buy, plus a free bottle after you bought three. Toploss.com, code DJV.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So all alone, it needs someone to call it home, sweet home. I'm traveling, I'm on my way, and I'm going
everybody
back
clap
today, going back to that little house on the hill.
Good way to have a good day, musically. Willie Nelson joins us here on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and I will sing along with Willie Nelson, who this week is all about Farm Aid. This is the 33rd annual Farm Aid concert, and it'll take place this weekend in Hartford, Connecticut. That's Saturday night, or actually pretty much all day. Starts in the middle of the afternoon, goes until the middle of the night. The performance is sort of a tradition. I've been to a couple of these. I think the last one we went to was in Chicago, and that was 3 years ago, I think. Not since 1985, when the wave of farm foreclosures led Willie Nelson and his pals Neil Young and John Mellencamp to stage the first Farm Aid benefit. Have America's family farmers been so threatened by politics, by economics, and just look around at the weather that is wiping out crops right and left. We're going to be paying a lot of money this winter because of the rains that we've had here. For anything that's grown in the mid-Atlantic states, it just is the... Yesterday on my farm, we had 6 inches of rain in 3 hours. The brook that runs through my property that was almost dry is overflowing. Everything is mud. I'm trying to prepare fields to be seeded down, and I'm going to have to wait a week for them to dry out. It's that kind of thing. And never mind that, the people around me who have crop farms, there's stuff that... pumpkins, for example, and stuff that's on the vine, they sit in that water for 24 hours and they rot. And then the deer come and start munching on them. So there's all kinds of things that affect the farmer day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. And so Willie Nelson has taken it upon himself to bring this to the attention of the public. I hope that people are paying attention. Lord's Prayer is presented as a gospel hymn. Farmers across the nation are praying for help. having now the additional whammy, when I say politics, the additional whammy of the impact of these trade wars, the tariffs and all that stuff, which is basically the nail in the coffin for most family farm dairy operations. The crisis farmers are in now is worse than ever before because there are fewer farms left to lose, says Mellencamp. They have a whole system stacked against them, and time is running out for you to demand a fairer playing field. Yeah, I don't understand why people don't get this. We talk about it all the time because I'm a farmer.
People do get it a little bit more now, but I don't know that people know what to do about it. What can you do? You know?
Well,
That's the problem.
Support your family farm by going there and not buying all your produce at the grocery store. Anyway, Dave Matthews will be there again this year. And his musical forces, I think he's on the board of directors now for the Farm Aid concerts. He's been there. I've seen him when I've gone to a couple of these concerts. The longest-running concert for a cause in our country is Farm Aid, raising $53 million for programs to benefit family farmers so far and to support our sustainable food system. Nelson says this is a cause that matters to anybody who eats, and he's oh so right about that. So they'll be at the Xfinity Theater in Hartford. They'll be joined by Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, Casey Musgraves, Margot Price, Nathaniel Radliff, and the Night Sweats, Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real, Jamie Johnson, Ian Mellencamp, and the Particle Kid. I don't know who that is. Is that Ian Mellencamp and the Particle Kid that they perform?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, the tickets for this in Hartford sold out in 4 hours. That gives you
great news.
What the interest is. Yep. So that's coming up this weekend. Willie Nelson, watch for how you can help your local family farmer.
Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind. And
yes, but. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The Yes But game is a fascinating psychological game that people play with each other when, well, essentially everything the person says before the but is a bunch of BS. Yes, I agree with you, but now I'm going to tell you what I really think. Be mindful of the Yes But game. Be mindful of it when others are playing it with you, and be mindful of it when you are playing it with others, or even yourself. Remember, people see your actions, not your intentions. So making all the excuses in the world can't take away from the fact that what people observe in you, they actually see. Yes, I think it's a good idea to not judge people, but the people I judge are very deserving of my judgment. No way. Be mindful of the yes but game, because if you play it, you're merely stating your hypocrisy for all to hear. For more awareness, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump weighs in on his Supreme Court nominee and what he faces in the Senate. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Will she or won't she show up? The woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of a sexual assault 36 years ago has still not said if she will come to Capitol Hill and testify at a hearing Monday. President Trump says he feels bad for Kavanaugh.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him.
And the president goes on to say,
this is not a man that deserves this. It should have been brought up long ago.
President Trump also suspicious of the timing.
You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
President Trump will be in New Bern, North Carolina today to see the damage done by Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The DJV program. Our show is aimed at YOU and you and you and you and you. Jennifer Horn is here to talk to you, and Victoria Keenan is here to talk to you, and Kara Schillen wants to talk to anybody who will listen. And that would be you and us and all kinds of people who are connected. So let's connect. Victoria's turn. We're just talking off the air about Bert and Ernie. You're going to destroy a lot of people's lives here, Victoria.
Well, I don't know. So what happened is Bert and Ernie, Bert separately from Ernie and separately from Sesame Street, those three words have been trending for a solid 24 hours now on Twitter. And the reason for it is because one of the former writers of Sesame Street, his name is Mark Saltzman. He did a new interview with Queerty, which is an online magazine, and he said that he revealed that the best friends, Bert and Ernie, were also a couple. He actually said as he was writing for them on the show, he started as a writer in 1984, he said he always wrote the pair as lovers because he modeled it after his own relationship with his partner. So this, of course, is not news because everybody has always sort of thought that Bert and Ernie were gay. They've actually been considered gay icons. When gay marriage was passed in New York, there were Bert and Ernie pictures everywhere. Like, they were the poster puppets for gay marriage. So it's not really surprising. It's not new. However, Frank Oz, who was a puppeteer and a writer on Sesame Street for many, many years, he actually took to Twitter yesterday to disagree with Mark Saltzman's statement. He said, "It seems Mr. Mark Saltzman was asked if Bert and Ernie are gay. It's fine if he feels they are. They're not, of course. But why that question? Does it really matter? Why the need to define people as only gay? There's so much more to a human being than just straightness or gayness." And then he was asked further how he knew for sure that Bert and Ernie were straight. And he said, "It's because he created Bert." He said, "I created Bert. I know what and who he is." Sesame Workshop also released a statement saying, "As we have always said, Bert and Ernie are best friends. They were created to teach preschoolers that people can be good friends with those who are very different from themselves. And even though they are identified as male characters and possess many human traits and characteristics, they remain puppets and do not have a sexual orientation." It's probably not going to make anybody who, you know, thinks Bert and Ernie are gay icons, it's not going to change their mind.
When I was old enough to, like, realize it, I always thought Bert and Ernie were, like, a take on the Odd Couple, actually.
They might have been, yeah.
You know, were those guys gay? Kind of,
well, no, look, I think that those guys have a better shot at being gay than Bert and Ernie. It's kind of crazy, and I was laughing about it because, of course, everybody always giggles and snickers about whether Bert and Ernie are gay. But
right, so,
they're Muppets. It's not like Snuffy and Big Bird are out doing the hoo-hoo with each other. It's not like Bert and Ernie are doing that. They're fucking Muppets.
Friends.
Muppets.
I guess, yeah, that's true. They're puppets, right.
It's not like they're out there doing it.
Barney! What about Barney? He's in a purple outfit. What's the story with his sexuality? I want to know more about Bernie's sexuality. Come on, let's figure that out. Bernie.
Barney.
Who is Bernie?
Oh, Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
Right. Yeah, Bernie. Right.
Bernie. Oh, all right, so there's one of the...
You want to talk about
it? Yeah, the Cookie Monster. Right. Grouchy, what's the mystery?
And there is my whole childhood down the drain.
Right.
The guy who used to wear the Snuffleupagus suit used to live above me. Weirdest dude ever. I swear. Really?
I think he has to be the
loudest. Who would make a living wearing a suit like that, for God's sake?
He giggled uncontrollably. He had very loud sex. I think he was wearing the costume. It was just weird. It was very weird. Only
okay.
In New York.
So this is where we have so fallen. This is the end of society. And the end of life as we know it. If there was a movie that came out, two, 3 weeks ago that was all about shooting up the Muppets. Did you see, what was the name of the movie? Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, it got terrible reviews.
It was awful. I saw the who would go see a movie that's
weird.
The bottom line was they're shooting the Muppets. Who would even come up with that idea and think anybody would go see the movie?
Well, I think it was like Roger Rabbit. Right,
I think it was like a Jim Henson thing, though. I think it was a Jim Henson's son or daughter or something.
It may have been that. But remember, Muppets are owned by Disney, and Disney, I can't imagine, is, well, maybe they did. I just was disgusted by the whole idea of it. And then you could ask, well, Doug, why? Does it do something to your reality? Does it bother you that that people are shooting up the Muppets, or that Bert and Ernie are gay? What is it? My children grew up on Sesame Street. I didn't. But Jennifer, did you grow up on Sesame Street? You did,
absolutely.
Right? All three of you kind of grew up on Sesame Street. Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street. So anyway, one more icon destroyed by some stupid person who thinks they have to.
But look, you know, if some kid is very young and identifies with Bert and Ernie in some way, then that's the point, you know? Like, I think just let it be open to interpretation and just leave it, you know? I think it's not harming anyone if Bert and Ernie are gay or not.
We have to mess with everything. We mess and screw with everything. Leave The Muppets alone. All right. Now, let's get to something very important as well. Today, Wednesday, the 19th of September, is National Butterscotch Pudding Day.
Now we're
I love
talking.
Butterscotch. I have butterscotch on top of vanilla ice cream, yum.
Am I the only one who thinks it's gross?
No,
I love butterscotch. Yes.
Oh, I guess I am, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. A lot of types of puddings over the centuries, but when you're referring to pudding today, one of the most often referring to the milk-based dessert with flavorings, people think about butterscotch pudding, chocolate pudding. It's very, I used to eat a lot of it, but it's so sugary, I think, isn't it? Does they make a sugar-free pudding that has good taste?
Yeah, they make a sugar-free one. I'm not sure how good it tastes. I think I've had it once, and it tastes like all sugar-free things, where it's kind of like
plasticky and all that stuff, right?
Kind of gross. But yeah,
that'd
butterscotch
probably worse for you than sugar.
Probably,
absolutely.
Butterscotch has always been my favorite type of pudding.
So you know how butterscotch is made, Kara?
I don't. Tell me how.
Butter, brown sugar,
and scotch,
and scotch.
I would hope scotch would be in it.
My two favorite flavor hey, combinations, butter and scotch.
Butter and scotch. That's it. It's spoken like the true barkeep.
Yes.
That she is. Okay. So anyway, sometimes butterscotch has a little bit of lemon in it, some cream, vanilla, salt, corn syrup, that kind of stuff. Recipes for butterscotch go back to about 1850, but there is not a consensus among butterscotch brewers as to how butterscotch started, actually, or how it got its name. Butter and scotch, your two favorite things.
It must have been like a buttered rum kind of drink or something that somebody turned into a pudding. Or maybe it curdled one day.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah. That could be it. All right, so that's today that we celebrate. Jennifer, television next up here in our discussion focus, now that we've wiped out people and their feelings about Bert and Ernie. some of the other characters, I remember Hillary Clinton running with something when, I think George Bush, they were cutting the budget at the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, which ought to be done because they don't need the money. They're just rolling in dough. And we don't need to support them as taxpayers anyway. I've said that for years and years and years. But I remember once Hillary was campaigning for something, and may have been she was running for the Senate at the same time George Bush was running for president. But the discussion was all about cutting the fund at PBR. And Hillary went around just like she would say it, just like this. They're going to kill off Bernie! Bernie, what are we going to do? No more money for Bernie!
Do you mean Barney?
Why do I keep saying about Bernie?
You keep mixing with Bernie.
This metal thing about Bernie.
But you're doing your best Elizabeth Warren impression.
Right.
We need to fund Bernie.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, so Jennifer, let's get to what's on TV tonight, shall we?
Well, it's actually kind of a big night on television. I'll tell you that much. You've got some finales happening. We talked yesterday about America's Got Talent. They had a big two-night finale. Last night was part one. Today is the final finale. That'll be on NBC at 8 o'clock, followed by two episodes of a show called I Feel Bad. This is a series premiere, and it's done by Amy Poehler, who's the executive producer of this comedy about a woman who appears to fulfill her various roles in life very well, but passes off some of her obligations to others when she finds it necessary, whether on the home or the work front. It's a pretty good cast, and Amy, as I mentioned, Amy Poehler's behind it. That's always fun. That's it on NBC at 10 o'clock. Also tonight, you have Burden of Truth. That's new on on the CW and on Fox tonight. MasterChef is brand new. The three remaining cooks compete for all of the marbles. Also on some of the cable networks, PBS has the Amazing Human Body. This is a series premiere, and it's a three-part documentary which airs using cutting-edge graphics and visual technology to reveal the beautiful biological process of the human body. That sounds kind of cool, actually. And for us girls...
Very cool.
And for you, Dougie, I'll be tuning in for this. E! Has the season premiere of Total Divas. That's at 9 p.m. This is the after the Nikki Bella and John Cena breakup. This will be them getting back together, breaking up again. Plus, it'll follow all the other women during WrestleMania week in New Orleans.
Great. All right.
Come on, it's fun.
Okay.
You should watch it. You would love it.
Probably.
Some beefy chicks wrestling
with each
other. Watch
the chicks wrestling. All right. The Next thing in our perusal is the sports item of the day or two. Jennifer, you want to start? As long as you have the microphone, with a focus on Dale Earnhardt Jr., who retired from racing last year, but...
he's coming back. Is that what you want me to say?
Yes.
I just didn't know if you wanted me to ruin your dramatic...
No,
run.
I want you. I'm just giving you...
Yeah, no, Dale...
you deserve.
Well, thank you. Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired from racing at the end of 2017 at the NASCAR Cup Series season. Now, he's still retired, but he's coming back for one off race this weekend. For the first time since November, Dale Jr. will get behind the wheel of a stock car and return to NASCAR for the second-tier Xfinity Series Go Bowling 250 at Richmond Raceway on Friday. He'll be driving a fifth car for his team, JR Motorsports, which is co-owned by his sister, Kelly Earnhardt Miller, and Rick Hendrick, who Dale drove for in the Cup Series from 2008 to 2017. Just like old times, he'll be driving his old number 88, the Chevrolet. Many fans in JR Nation were devastated last year to learn that Earnhardt was calling it quits, so his return to the racetrack should make people pretty excited. Plus, it might be the last time he ever races a stock car. Always willing to share his perspective and, of course, interact with his fans, Dale Earnhardt Jr. took some questions on Twitter, with the most important one of all being... have you been practicing? He said, quote, I was nervous about not being in a car for so long, so we went to Hickory Speedway a couple of weeks ago, and I drove one of our late model stocks for a couple hours. I'm excited, nervous, and it feels weird. 8:30 a.m. practice this Friday. That was the tweet that Dale Earnhardt Jr. sent out just a few days ago. So he's back.
How cool would it be if he wins? That would be amazing.
I know.
Very cool. Very cool. Absolutely cool. All right, speaking of... cool and not so cool. Victoria, this college golf champion.
This is a terrible story.
Well, this is this woman. I just saw this late yesterday, trying to figure out what is this another one of these weird things. What's her name? Colin Daniel Richards. No, that's the guy.
That's the guy. Yeah, maybe I'll just tell the story. Okay,
tell
so a homeless man has been charged with killing an Iowa State University golf champion. Her name was Celia Barquan, and she was 22. She was found Monday in a pond not too far from a golf course where she was practicing by herself. She had left her golf bag there at the Coldwater Golf Links in Ames, Iowa, and so that's what basically people thought was weird. They called the police. They saw an abandoned golf bag, and so they eventually found her. This guy has been homeless. He's 22. He's been living in the nearby woods, and police found him at a homeless camp. He had scratches on him. He had bloodied clothes and a knife, and they eventually found her body. The police said that they'd had past encounters with him, but they didn't know a lot of details about him. They didn't have any information about his criminal record because he's homeless. He has no ID, I guess. And so Iowa State University, of course, is in mourning right now. They paid tribute to Celia Barquan. So she is a European champion. She's a student athlete.
Quite accomplished.
She was the female athlete of the year at Iowa State. And it's just a terrible, terrible tragedy. They're trying to figure out now, was he targeting her, or was it just she was in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Pretty ugly stuff. All right, one other final note that I found interesting. I'm not a football fan, but I was noticing the coach of the Browns, Hugh Jackson, admitting he was unaware that his former kicker, Zane Gonzalez, was hurt when he missed four kicks when they lost to the Saints on Sunday. How do you keep going out there when you're hurt, and no matter what position you're playing in? Again, is there some common sense lacking?
Sometimes you feel like you have no choice, like you're going to lose your spot, or there's no one to take your spot.
Yeah. 10 before the hour here on today's DJV show.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV radio program, it's time for Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Focus on Twitter as we get started. Although I did see something Tim Cook said that he wants to have the iPhone priced so everyone can buy it. iPhones for everybody. $1 a day.
Well, when's he going to start that? Because the cheapest one is $1,000.
Well, I pay about a buck. My new 8S, I pay it about a buck a day for it. But it goes on for 2 years.
Right. So, no, I mean the starting prices of the new ones.
Yeah, $1,099 for these things.
Yep. Hey, whatever. That's what I paid. I mean, I paid every month, but yeah.
A more affordable price would be $749. For whom? Right? All right. So anyway, Twitter has a new format. What's the scoop?
Yeah, Twitter made a surprise change to how it shows tweets to its users. And this is really great news for anybody who's been frustrated with how Twitter has the algorithm of how it shows you what tweets it thinks you need to see. And it suggests things that they think that you want to see. And it's been a mess since 2016. And a lot of people have complained about it. The interesting thing is the timing of the change. A viral thread went viral yesterday, where a Twitter user, a girl, actually tweeted out how to work around the Twitter algorithm. And so it was sort of suspect. That went 40,000 likes and 15,000 retweets. It went viral almost immediately. And so obviously it showed that there's a demand that Twitter users want to have more control over their Twitter feed, and they want to be able to set the parameters of what they see. And so Twitter's finally listening, even though this has been going on for 2 years since they changed it to the algorithm. algorithm, now Twitter will go back to being reverse chronological order. So the newest tweets will be at the top, and you can scroll down, and you won't have to be jumping around by different days and things like that. Twitter confirmed that it is tweaking the timeline settings to be more transparent and to allow more user control, because they're tired probably of getting complaints, and it's about time. So now we can go back to the old way that Twitter was, which was great back then.
Very exciting. All right, Roomba, releasing a new model that self-empties and uses voice commands. That'll be next year. Let's hear about it, though, right now.
The Geek Out. Roomba has been the leader in robotic vacuums for a while, but of late the market has gotten a little crowded. iRobot, who makes Roomba, now have a new flagship model, the i7, and it arrives with two new key features, floor plan mapping and self-emptying. Now, early Roombas didn't actually map rooms, they simply covered ground by repeatedly changing direction and eventually would get everything, but now they actually map the room and will remember them, and you can even integrate voice commands like Google or Alexa. As for that self-emptying, once the Roomba's on its base, there's a larger bin that vacuums the debris from the vacuum. So we'll see how well that works. The Roomba i7 will be $950 and goes on sale in Q1 of 2019.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, back to our focus on technology from Victoria's point of view as we go over to Instagram. What's happening there?
Yeah, Instagram announced that it's starting a new campaign to help encourage their users to register to vote. So you will now start to see ads in the user feed as well as in Instagram stories, and there will be an easy link with information on registering. To provide accurate voting information, Instagram partnered with TurboVote, which promises up-to-date information on how to register, how to update your registration if you've moved, and how to look up your state's voting rules and deadlines and voting dates and all that good stuff. So additionally, Instagram's planning to offer I Voted story stickers, which is really cool. So after you vote, you can brag to all of your friends on Instagram with an electronic sticker that shows that you voted. And so it will also have a link to get to the polls to help other people who follow you find their polling location. So it's like the new Rock the Vote with Instagram.
Rah, rah, shish goom bah. I noted with interest that Time magazine being sold to this tech billionaire for $190 million, Mr. and Mrs., is it Vinoff? I guess Ben, somebody runs Salesforce buying Time magazine. One answers, ask the question, why? Not an answer yet. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.